Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
All children are made in God's image. All life is precious, and life begins at the moment of conception. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, at the same time, New York passed this law that allows killing children up to the time even during the birth process and after, and Virginia was trying to ride on the coattails, and other states are considering something similar. President Donald Trump, during the State of the Union address, said this, quote, "All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God." And then just a few days later, at the National Prayer Breakfast, he echoed his strong pro-life message from the earlier State of the Union address made in that same week. And he said this, quote, "We must build a culture that cherishes the dignity and sanctity of innocent human life. All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God. Every life is sacred, a precious gift of the Lord." President Trump is the 12th president to speak at the annual prayer breakfast, which has been attended by every president since Dwight D. Eisenhower. But he actually spoke and he said, "I will, on this issue, never let you down."
And to the surprise of a lot of us, frankly, President Trump has ended up being probably the most pro-life and most vocally pro-life and putting actions to his words as president as any president we've ever seen.
You know, and praise God. I mean, I just remember that numbing moment sitting there looking at the picture of that One World Trade Center in pink and those legislators laughing and clapping and
cheering,
smiling because they had advocated for the murder of babies.
For infanticide.
It's like, what have we come to?
It was like the Temple of Baal.
Sacrificing our children now.
And celebrating it. And as a result of that, a few days later, a man killed his pregnant girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And the prosecutors issued a press release, and they were charging him with a double homicide, killing the woman and killing the child. A couple of days later, they ended up...
Right, because she was pregnant, yeah.
A couple of days later, they ended up having to make a statement that they were dropping the charge of killing the unborn child because the law in New York had been changed.
But yet the vilest of criminals, they no longer have the death penalty in New York. They cannot be killed by lethal injection, which whether you're for or for, that's not the issue, but an unborn innocent child can be.
Well, and of course, we've been seeing, you've been watching some of the things going on in Virginia, where they wanted to pass the law that would allow, it didn't get passed, fortunately, but they wanted to pass a law that would allow, even while the woman is dilating, in the process of giving birth, to be able to abort that child. And also that after being born, if this was an intended abortion, but the child is born alive, there would be no law, if that were to pass, to help that child. Well, as a result of that, some members of Congress tried to revive a law for passage on both the House and the Senate, and the law is called the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, and it was introduced in the U.S. Senate. And it requires doctors to provide medical care to babies born alive during a failed abortion. But Senator...
So we're talking about a live baby.
This is a live baby. Somebody...
out of the womb.
Gasping for breath.
Right.
Right.
And they're gasping for breath. And now they're there. And they're on the table in the delivery room. And they're gasping for breath. But they're alive. They're a living human being outside of the womb. They were a living human being inside the womb, and now they're outside the womb. But because the mother wanted to have an abortion, and that just didn't work. The baby came out alive rather than dead. Instead of helping the baby live, There are now law. There's a law in New York that you don't help the baby. They were trying to do that in Virginia. No, you can't help the baby, or you don't help the baby if the mother doesn't want to. And the Senate and the Congress tried to respond. And several times now, not just once, the first time it was Senator Patty Murphy.
Murray,
a Democrat from the state of Washington. She blocked the unanimous consent, and she was the one that stopped the bill from passing. And then several other attempts have been blocked by people in the Democratic Party. Understand what they're doing. They don't want a law that says if a baby is born alive after a failed abortion, they don't want a law that says you need to provide some medical help to help that baby stay alive.
Well, let's be clear here. Through omission, you kill the baby. So instead of stepping in to help the baby, it's no different than what Kermit Gosnell was doing. And Governor Northam in Virginia articulated it, you know, in the infamous tape where he was on a radio program, and he just admitted. He said, nope, if the baby's born alive and the mom wanted to have an abortion, well, you wrap it in a blanket and make it as comfortable as possible, and then the mom and the doctors will have a discussion.
A discussion. There's nothing to discuss at that point. What's the difference then if someone gives birth to a child? It wasn't an intended abortion, but now they change their mind. I don't think I want that child. Okay, so we'll just put it over here and let the baby die. That's that baby who was not intended to be aborted will die just like the baby who was intended to be aborted, because you need to provide them some nutrition, some help at that stage, no matter what. If you leave them alone, no matter whether they were intended or not intended to be aborted, they'll die.
Of course.
And once you cheapen life here, oh, I intended it to die, it didn't die, so I'm going to make sure that it dies after it's out of the womb. What's the difference between that and say, I didn't intend it, but I've changed my mind now, I don't want it, let's kill it. Yeah. It's incomprehensible that people would even think that this is permissible.
You know, I think of Sissy Graham Lynch. She's Billy Graham's granddaughter. And when she was pregnant with her first child, she went through a lot of depression, a lot of mental anxiety, and just thought, I don't want to be a mom. I don't want to be a mom. Even on the way to the hospital, she was about to give birth, and she told her husband, I just don't want to be a mom. And he's like, well, it's a little late. And she thought, you know, and then once she gave birth, they put that little girl in her arms.
Oh,
and
everything
changes. She fell in love with that little girl. But she thought, what they just did in New York, at my state of mind, I could have told the doctor, kill the child.
But this is not an anomaly. You think about people like Professor Peter Singer at Princeton University, who has said you have to take it to the logical next step, which he has. He said they're not really people until they can kind of, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old. Parents should have a waiting period where they can decide to go ahead and kill the child. I am not
seriously.
Kidding.
He's not kidding.
Oh,
I am not
goodness.
Kidding. And that's a pretty widespread belief shared by, and that's what abortion and Roe v. Wade have wrought.
This is Peter Singer, and for some time he's advocated that. And he's a professor at Princeton University. And his view is that it's not human life until it has some ability to have cognitive discussions, interaction, decision making. And that's at least 2+ years old. So you can change your mind up to that time, wherever that line is, and say, you know what? I'm tired of being a parent. I don't want this kid. I'm not going to adopt it. I'm just going to let it starve, or I'm going to take it someplace and kill it. And as extreme as that sounds, now what you're seeing is that kind of mentality manifesting itself in these elected officials through these legislators. It's stunning. We've said before, once you cheapen life in the first part of the beginning of life, you cheapen it after you're born, you cheapen it at the other end of the spectrum. Human life is sacred from beginning to end, from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum. The only difference is time. The only difference between that small little child and the DNA that is unique to it at the moment of conception and that elderly person who's on the throes of Their last breath is time. That's the only difference. But they're unique, individually created human beings, and life begins in the womb. Pray for America that we return to a culture of life, that we are the shining city on a hill, and stand with us as we stand to protect and advance human life. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.